In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Reiki is also a false path. So it's clear what the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops said in a statement a few years ago about the spiritual dangers of Reiki. While some believe this power comes from God, the method of Reiki is not in accord with divine healing as seen in the Bible. For the people who are not familiar with this statement, it says, "Nevertheless, the fact remains that for Christians, the access to divine healing is by prayer to Christ as Lord and Savior, while the essence of Reiki is not a prayer, but a technique that is passed down from the Reiki master to the pupil, a technique that once mastered will reliably produce the anticipated results." Some practitioners attempt to Christianize Reiki by adding a prayer to Christ, but this does not affect the essential nature of Reiki. For these reasons, Reiki and other similar therapeutic techniques cannot be identified with what Christians call healing by divine grace. Then, the bishops conclude by warning Christians of the dangers behind using such a practice. In terms of caring for one's spiritual health, there are important dangers. To use Reiki, one would have to accept, at least in an implied way, central elements of the worldview that forms the basis of Reiki theory. Elements that belong neither to Christian faith nor to natural science. Without justification, either from Christian faith or natural science, however, a Catholic who puts his or her trust in Reiki would be operating in the realm of superstition, the no man's land that is neither faith nor science. Superstition corrupts one's worship of God by turning one's religious feeling and practice in a false direction. Let's listen to this real testimony among the thousands that exist about the dangers of Reiki. I was introduced to Reiki when a friend offered me a Reiki treatment. This friend placed her hands on some parts of my body, and I actually felt vibrations and heat coming from her hands. She explained to me that the heat was exactly Reiki that could heal me, and she added that I could learn the technique too if I wanted to. I had been away from God and from the church for years. Reiki fascinated me as something new, spiritual, without being a religion or sect. I thought maybe I was a bit of a scientist and I could heal others. I told myself that for approximately 130 euros, in a weekend, I could try and learn. I participated in the talks and they explained to us that the rites serve to release the blocks that prevent Reiki from going through the body, to get out of the hands, and that after 4 initiations, we could be channels of this universal energy. From the first initiation, I felt that heat was coming out of my hands. They told us that at first we would feel worse than before, but that we had to decide whether or not to continue. By leaving it, we could interrupt the energy received. Later, I understood that in reality, after the initiations, the damage had already been done, and things would get worse with the contact with that energy. However, at that time, I signed up for the second level, paying approximately 900 euros. Here, we were taught to use 3 symbols that had to be secret in order to heal. But I felt bad. I couldn't sleep at night. My health worsened, and I thought I was going crazy. Thanks to God, a friend talked to me about Jesus, and slowly I got closer to him and began to participate in some prayer groups. The sacred scriptures were for me like a light on the path. I felt betrayed by Reiki, and I couldn't bear the heat that came out of my hands. Our Lord Jesus Christ freed me from that energy during the celebration of a Mass in which I renounced Satan and his hidden powers. I remember the beautiful feeling of being able to sleep again at night. I thank God for the priests who have helped me with their deliverance prayers. Reiki practice is accompanied by a group of manuals that undermine Christianity with the combination of different forms of belief or practice that treats as relative the foundations of the Christian faith. They speak of the advent of the Age of Aquarius and the overcoming of Christianity by a universal spirituality without the church, without mediation, where each one will experience their self-divinization. Being a Christian means believing in Christ and totally trusting in Him, and not in doubtful techniques that often lead us down the wrong path, and that, instead of giving us the health we seek, open the door to the devil with all its consequences. If we seek bodily healing from God, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, which has been passed down to us throughout the centuries and administered through the hands of a priest, can strengthen our resolve and authentically heal us, body and soul. After having seen this video, we can exclaim with joy, "Thank you, sweet Jesus, for having freed me in time from the clutches of the devil, so as not to fall into his power." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.